Morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of the Destroy the Stumps podcast. So today, ladies and gents, just going to be doing a recap of the third of the five T20 internationals between Bangladesh and Zimbabwe. Bangladesh winning the first two T20s quite comfortably. Zimbabwe desperate to come back in the series because if they don't, well, they've lost the series and it might not get better for them. Bangladesh have a chance to whitewash them, and that just could be embarrassing. You don't want that to happen. No team in the world wants that to happen to them at all. And so they'll want to get back to winning ways. Has been a bit of a tough tour for the top order of Zimbabwe. Sikander Raza, their star batsman, struggled. It's been the middle and low order that's actually done the job, which is handy, I guess. But then it is a bit concerning, though, you'd have to say, for Zimbabwe to let your lower orders and middle orders doing the job that your top order should be doing. They're not scoring the runs. They're getting out. They're chewing up deliveries there. Also, just getting out cheaply. And it just doesn't help your cause at all. Unfortunately, it just doesn't help. And, that's why Zimbabwe find themselves 2-0 down at the moment. They just haven't been on song. And that's pretty much why they are in the position they're in at the moment. And, they've got a lot of work to do to win this game. And then to somehow win the series, they have to really play. They have to really, they have to win this game first and then win the next two in order to win the series. Otherwise, they can't win the series. And that just doesn't help. It doesn't help a lot. They're not going to be in the T20 World Cup, like I mentioned quite a few times. So, they will. Yeah, they're not going to be playing T20 World Cups, the T20 World Cup, unfortunately. It shows how they've been struggling a bit in recent times since the last T20 World Cup. Didn't do too well against Ireland as well in Zimbabwe. I think that was Ireland's first ever series win against Zimbabwe in Zimbabwe, so just late last year or something. So, yeah, a lot of work to do for Zimbabwe. They're trying to invest in young players as well, from what I'm seeing, which is good because most of their star players that have played for years are now, they're going to retire. That's the right approach to go, but then they end up going back to the old players because the new stars struggle a bit to find their feet. I think maybe if you look at it that way, then they might be just rushing it a little bit. It might just be the wrong way that they're trying to put. They might be just going about it the wrong way. But anyways, without further ado, let's just get stuck into the review of the third T20 International between Zimbabwe and Bangladesh. This match is the third match that's being played at the Zaharama Chaudhary Stadium in Chattogram. It's the third of the final match that will be played at Chattogram because the next two T20s will take place in another part of Bangladesh. I'm not too sure where it will be played. Let's just have a look. Yeah, the final two T20s will be played at Sher Bangla Stadium in Mirpur, where Bangladesh do really hold a pretty decent record in recent years. So that's going to be a tough task for Zimbabwe. Very tough indeed. So yeah, without further ado, let's just get stuck into the review of the third and final third of five T20s. At the Zaharama Chaudhary Stadium in Chattogram. So, no debutants for either teams. Bangladesh won the toss. So, Zimbabwe won the toss this time and elected the field. They were doing well, I reckon, in the first 10 overs. But then Bangladesh, via Tahir Hridoy, who's been probably their best batsman this series. Two not outs in the first game. Man of the match the last game as well. And he put in another man of the match performance. He was absolutely superb. 57 off 38 balls. 3 fours, 2 sixes. Struck out of 150, he was absolutely brilliant, shifted gears, he ran very well between the wickets. I've got to say about Tahir Hridoy, he does run well between the wickets, and he does a very good job, I've got to say. Yeah, so he's got to be a bit careful. He's been really good. Sorry, guys, just got a bit of a message, but I'll look into that. Yeah, but he was really good. And that partnership with Jack Ali, which was worth. 87 runs for the fourth wicket really did change things for Bangladesh because they were struggling a bit. 3 for 60 after 8 after 9 overs. 60 for 3 after 9 overs. It wasn't a bad run rate, but they weren't really scoring profusely. And Zimbabwe were really putting a bit of. They were putting a lot of pressure on them. So, yeah, the pressure was on them at that stage. They weren't scoring freely. Both openers were dismissed. They did make double-digit scores, but they didn't go over a strike of over 100. They were stifled. Najmul Hussain-Shato fell cheaply. The captain fell cheaply, but yeah, they just didn't. They didn't look they didn't really look like they were going to go into second gear. But thanks to Tohin Hridoy and Jack Ali, the wicketkeeper for this series, yeah, that. They got to a really good total, 165 for 5 off their 20 overs at a run rate of 8.25 runs and over. 10 extras conceded by the Bangladeshis, by the Zimbabweans, 2 leg byes, 1 no ball, and 7 wides. That's the thing with Zimbabwe. So they had them in a bit of a tough situation there, had Bangladesh under a bit of pressure. Unfortunately, they just couldn't go for the kill. Faraz Akram was very expensive. He was brought in for this game. He was very expensive. Probably easily the most expensive bowler from Zimbabwe. And Sikander Raza didn't have a good game either with the ball. Did get a wicket, but he was expensive, especially his last over. 1 for 38 off his 4 overs. No maiden overs. A quoting rate of 9.50 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball, Sikander Raza. The other two bowlers were okay. Not the greatest. About the same. If you put it in those terms, they just weren't that. They weren't bad. They weren't great. They were okay. Faraz Akram, 1 for 44 for his 4 overs. No maiden overs. A quantity rate of 11 runs and over. Bowled 5 wides as well, and didn't bowl a no ball though. Luke Jhongwa, 9 for 33 or 4 overs. No. Jhongwa, 9 for 33 off his 4 overs, no maiden overs, quantity rate of 8.25 runs and over. Bowled 1 wide and bowled 1 no ball. And Wellington Mazzucato, 9 for 34 off his 4 overs, no maiden overs, a quantity rate of 8.50 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. Had a pretty bad first over, then he was okay. Wasn't too bad the next three. Wasn't too bad that he had another bad over. He had one or two good overs in between, but the other two overs that he bowled weren't the best. But easily the star of the show was the big man, Blessing Musarabadi. Easily the difference. Otherwise, Zimbabwe could have been chasing 180, maybe even 200. Potentially. He was easily the star. Got 2 wickets in 1 over as well. Got rid of both Tohin Hridoy and Jack Early in the same over. Bowled both of them. All three of his wickets were bowled. He got rid of Litton Das, who I don't know what the hell he was doing. Tried the ramp shot 2 times. He missed it. And. He missed the first one, then he got a bit of battle at the second one, and it hit, and it just rolled through to the keeper, and just regathered by the keeper. It wasn't taken, it wasn't a catch, it didn't go straight to the keeper's hand, it just went rolled along the field to the keeper. And then the next one, he tried, and Blessing bowled a bit fuller, and it just went it just deflected straight onto leg stump. If it went past the leg stump, it was 4, but it just hit it on straight onto the leg stump, and he was gone. His position, I reckon, is under scrutiny. I reckon he will be under scrutiny. His form with the bat's been very disappointing the last 1 year or so. Hasn't quite been at his best, Litton Das. So there's a lot of talk about him maybe being dropped for the T20 World Cup squad, especially if Shaumya Sharkar's fit and Shakib Al-Assam will be returning for the last 2 games. He'll be available for the World Cup. I think another guy also will be. So Bangladesh could potentially go with Tanzim Hassan, Tamim, and maybe and Shaumya Sharkar as the openers, and then might not mean and then that means they might not have a place for Litton Das if that's the case in the 15-man squad. He might be in the reserves maybe if they go with the reserves, but he won't be in the 15-man squad for the World Cup. So. Yeah, that's definitely a big question mark for Bangladesh. Otherwise, I think their bowling looks okay. I think they've got their bowling sorted for this World Cup.
They might cause a few problems if they get into the Super 6, Super 8s or something, but their T20 World Cup record's a bit 50-50, Bangladesh. So, yeah, that's something they'll want to improve on, but we'll get to that in the future. In a future podcast anyway, an analysis. But, yeah, Blessing Musarabadi, 3 for 14 off 4 overs, no maiden overs, economy rate of 3.50 runs an over, didn't bowl a wide on airball, bowled two beautiful Yorkers to get rid of Todd Hathaway and Jack Ali. The one that got rid of Jack Ali was a pitch, well, hit the middle stump, and then the one that got rid of Todd Hathaway hit leg stump, just went through his legs and hit leg stump. It was a beauty. Two beautiful Yorkers, really well executed Yorkers. He was absolutely outstanding. Easily the difference maker in the end for Zimbabwe. He kept them in the game with that spell, to be honest. Otherwise, I don't think they would have even gotten close to the target in the end. And Zimbabwe, well, in the chase, yep. Brian Bennett got out cheaply. Craig Irvin struggling as well, the former captain. He's been struggling this series. Sikandar Raza, another low score. He's really been struggling. It's made a real big difference to Zimbabwe. They've just not been at their best. And the captain for the T20 format's not in form. That makes a huge difference to the team. Joylan Gumbi, unfortunately, hasn't had a good start to his T20 career. He was okay in the first game, but last game he just couldn't go into second gear. And then in this game he was just dismissed cheaply. Tony Wanashe Marumani looked impressive for a bit, but just got out the wrong time. I reckon he would have been dangerous if he stayed for a couple more overs. Could have easily accelerated. Looked like he was about to shift into second gear, but he got out again at the wrong time. 31 off 26 balls, 2 fours, 1 6, and a strike at 119.23. Clive Mundane couldn't get into second gear. Jonathan Campbell looked impressive, like he did in the last game. Unfortunately, got out at the wrong time. 21 off 10 balls, 2 fours, 2 sixes, strike rate of 210. But it was really Faraz Akram who really kept Zimbabwe in the game. 34 off 19 balls, 2 fours, 2 sixes, strike rate of 178.94. Very impressive hitting from him, but the task was too much for Zimbabwe in the end. And they fell short by 9 runs. They finished on 156 for 9 off their 20 overs at a run rate of 7.80 runs and over. 13 extras considered by the Bangladeshis with the ball, so that's something they'll want to touch up on in the World Cup and in the next two games as well. You don't want to give away too many extras. Two leg buys, 11 wides considered by the Bangladeshis. But yeah, also there was that comment made on the commentary. I think it was Tino Mowai or maybe Alistair Campbell, I think, or whoever it is who might be commentating in Bangladesh for representing Zimbabwe. They said that maybe the Zimbabwe might need to get their batting order fixed up because some of the guys that are batting in the low order probably should be up a place or something. Faraz Akram, I don't think he should be batting at number 9. He should be batting at number 7. And I think maybe also it's a gamble, but maybe have Jonathan Campbell up the order ahead of Clive Mandande, or maybe have him opening with Tony Wanashi Marumani. Two aggressive openers to start, and then the rest maybe shifted around a bit. I mean, they've been shifting their batting order a bit. Brian Bennett was batting number 6 or something last game, and then he just he comes in at 3. He came in at 3 the first game, and then he came in at 6 or something, or 5 last game. I don't know what they're doing, really. Maybe this chop and change in Zimbabwe not giving a bit of stability to their team is just not helping them in this series. But yeah, there's a lot of work to do in the final two T20s. If they want to win the final two T20s, or at least win one T20, go home with some sort of confidence, they'll have to really look at a few of their strategies. They just weren't anywhere near their best today. 156 for 9 off 20 overs at a run rate of 7.80 runs and over. 13 extras considered by Zimbabwe, 2 leg buys and 11 wides. Tanvir Salama, wicket for him. He was pretty good with the ball. 1 for 26 off 4 overs, no maiden overs, a quantity rate of 6.50 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide, didn't bowl a no ball. Pick of the bowls, but was very expensive, especially in his second last over. Mohammad Sofa did 3 for 42 off his 4 overs. Economy rate of no maiden overs, economy rate of 10.50 runs and over. Bowl 3 wides, didn't bowl no ball. 1 wide considered by Tanzim Hassan Shakib. 1 for 26 off 4 overs. No made no overs. A quantity rate of 6.50 runs and over. Bowled 2 wides, didn't bowl no ball. He was pretty good. The first bowler brought in for this game. Reckon he might be playing the World Cup, to be honest. He's been pretty impressive. Richardson, expensive, very expensive. In fact, the most expensive bowler from Bangladesh and from both teams. 2 for 38 off his 3 overs. No maiden overs for Richardson. Got him rate of 12.66 runs and over. 1 wide bowled by him, didn't bowl a no ball though. Mahmudullah Riyad, 1 for 1 off his 1 over. No maiden overs, a quantity rate of 1 run and over. Did bowl a wide or no ball. Yeah, you really can't when you have that type of those type of figures. I'm like, well, maybe you might. But yeah, it was Mohammad Saif. But yeah, Tuskan Ahmed, he's been superb. Economical in this series, and he's got a wicket, at least a wicket in each game. He's been one of the better players for Bangladesh in this series, along with Todd Hrindle. He's been probably their best. Him and Todd Hrindle have been their best players in the series. Bat with ball and bat, respectively. It's Todd Hrindle, and with the ball, it's Tuskan Ahmed, respectively. Tuskan Ahmed, brilliant figures again. 1 for 21 off 4 overs, no maiden overs. Economy rate of 5.25 runs and over. Bowled 1 wide, didn't bowl a no ball. Wasn't expensive at all. At least he got a wicket and wasn't expensive. Did not concede any runs. Also, Todd Hrindle, that's his maiden T20 International 50, so he's got a couple 50s in his ODI career as well. He's been a bit up and down in his ODI career, but he's shown a lot of promise there. Now he gets his first T20 International 50, so good job from him. You'll probably see more of him in the future for Bangladesh. I reckon he's going to be there for the long term for Bangladesh. Only 23 years of age, I just reckon he'll get better and better. Anyways, for Bangladesh. But anyways, guys, that's a wrap for this review. Bangladesh winning the game by 9 runs. Man of the match, Todd Hrindle. Second man of the match award in this series. Anyways, guys, that's a wrap. Thank you very much for your time. Have a good night, and until next time, it's bye for now.